Hi. We're hearing this morning that experts are warning that young people here with ADHD continue to be at serious risk of social and mental health harm due to some of the longest and most complicated delays to diagnosis anywhere in Europe. And here to discuss this alarming development is Sarah Salters, Director of Northern Ireland Attention Deficit and Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, as it seems to be constantly referred to. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming on. Did these findings about diagnosis here in Northern Ireland being worse than anywhere in Europe virtually surprise you?
Absolutely not. But I think it's not just even the waiting time for diagnosis. I think there's so many other factors in relation to the report, this report that's actually just been released, to actually start to really think about this. This is a mental health condition, and yet very often it's not given any credence as being a mental health condition. And as you said about, you know, the impact for young people across Northern Ireland and across the UK, it's actually, you know, it's an impact that we don't want to see happening in our society. If we get it wrong in how we deal with young people with ADHD, the results are extremely damaging and very dramatic.
Sarah, for anyone listening who isn't really overly familiar with this condition, could you just tell us in basic terms exactly what it is and how it manifests itself?
ADHD is a condition that has three core features: inattention, hyperactivity, and impulsivity. And they often say there should be a fourth criteria, lack of motivation. And again, if a young person with ADHD is experiencing the characteristics of this, it actually works against the being in school, because what we expected to do in school is to sit, to listen, not be impulsive. And it works against every part of their being. So they're already at a disadvantage when they go into the school environment. It impacts in every aspect of their life, how they think, how they behave, and how they learn.
Yeah, so it's one of those things that in real terms just is totally against development and having what would be perceived as a normal life?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's not that young people with ADHD can't have a normal life. I think very often there's such a lack of misunderstanding about the condition. You know, there's many developmental conditions out there, but say, for instance, autism about 10 years ago may not have been as understood as it is today,
sure,
whereas we would see ADHD as being in a similar position to that, where there's a lack of understanding. And there's, I mean, it's a very real medical condition. It's a complex condition that really does impact in every aspect of the child's life, and yet it's misunderstood, and people very often don't know how to deal with young people, even in a school environment or wherever, and that works against them actually realising their potential or achieving anything.
Well, so it looks like aside from anything else, or alongside anything else, there needs to be an awareness program, an educational program to let society at large know more about this and understand it more fully.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, we need to start and get our government to actually start to pay attention to this condition, to start to look at the impact that it has. You know, there's the other side to ADHD, which is the positive aspect of it, but very often, because young people haven't had the correct support and help throughout their life, it is more we're looking at the negative aspects. Many of our young people end up in the criminal justice system, become homeless. You know, there's many of our young people, that is not the avenue they needed to go down if they'd had the correct supports in place for them.
Now, in terms of trying to make a diagnosis happen more quickly here, what can be done about that?
I think it's like a postcode lottery across Northern Ireland, where you have different trusts who deal with this condition in a different way. There's no joined up thinking across the five health trusts in Northern Ireland. And I think if we actually start to think about how each trust is actually dealing with this, I mean, we work right across all of Northern Ireland, and we'd be very familiar and very aware of that, that in certain areas, a young person will get a quicker diagnosis to maybe another young person living in a completely different trust. There needs to be joined up thinking, and people need to come together and start to work together to really realise that this is a very, the condition itself is very damaging if it is not dealt with correctly, and if early intervention is not put in place for the young person and for their family.
Now, just finally before you go, am I right in thinking that around 40,000 people are affected by this in Northern Ireland?
Yes, yes. That would be the statistic that we would hold, that 40,000 young school-age young people have ADHD or affected by ADHD.
So it is absolutely a major problem, and something urgent needs to be done.
Something very urgent needs to be done. I think it's how if we don't see this as a mental health condition, we deal with it differently. We deal with it wrongly. It is a mental health condition, and we need to start dealing with it as such.
Sarah Salters, Director of Northern Ireland Attention Deficit and Hyperactivity Disorder, thank you very much for coming on this morning.